Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla or a famous serial killer? We're all villains in someone's eyes.
Serial killer.
No, sorry. That was head coach and NBA champion Joe Mazzulla. If the Blue Meanies are going to get me, they'd better get off their asses and do something. Who said it?
Joe Mazzulla.
Sorry, that would be the Zodiac Killer. Oh, in this hole lives the Wicked King.
Joe Mazzulla.
No. Sadly, Al, that was the Son of Sam, David Berkowitz. And that's how we played Who Said It? Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla or a famous serial killer. Today, Jones, on Halloween, we've decided to take that game and put a slight tweak to it.
A totally different game,
a completely different game.
Yeah, this isn't even close.
Who said it?
Yeah.
Celtics head coach and NBA champion Joe Mazzulla or a horror movie villain.
Yes.
And this time
not
we have
the same
prizes.
At all.
This time we have prizes. Now, last time we had maybe the greatest prize of all, a spot in the Jones and Keefe Wall of Fame. What was it?
Ring of Honor. Yeah, Arthur Blank put himself in the Falcons Ring
Correct.
Of Honor. We have a Ring of Honor as well, yes.
It's Randy Moss. And who was the gentleman that won last time? Do we remember?
Alan Rhode Island.
Thank you very much.
I was going to say Andrew. Alan, how could I forget? It's right there. It's right here in the Ring of Honor above us.
So here's the deal. So this is how we play the game. You join the show. I'm going to read a quote. You then say that's Joe Mazzulla or horror movie villain. If you happen to know the villain, great. If not, you can just say horror movie villain. If you get it right, you win a pair of tickets to see Deftones.
Yes, they're playing at TD Garden April 8th. So make sure you you get in line here. Fill out, lines are already full, 617-779-7937. There's no guarantee people are going to get them right.
No.
So keep calling if you want an opportunity to win this game.
People in the Twitch chat thinking that we're going to give away a pen. That's also a good prize, but not today.
Nope.
We're going Deftones tickets.
Yes.
So, which is fantastic. So, yes, if you get one wrong, you're done for the game. We go on to the next. But if you get one right, you win.
Yes.
If you get one wrong right away, thanks for playing. You're done.
You get one right, we'll put you on hold with Billy. If you get one wrong, we'll move on to the next
Pretty
guy.
Simple.
Okay.
All right. Nice. Who's our first contestant, Jones?
Our first one up on Who Said It? Is it Joe Mazzulla or a famous horror movie villain, Connor in Springfield? Hello, Connor.
Hi, what's up?
How you doing? Are you ready to play?
I am super ready, guys.
All right. First quote. Quote, in the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while I'm doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000 now. Who said it?
Who said
it? No way Mazzulla does that every morning, so I'm going to go with a villain.
Correct!
Correct! If my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000 now.
And, of course, Patrick Bateman from the film American Psycho.
Yeah, that does not sound like Joe Mazzulla.
Patrick Bateman. All right, so, Connor, you've already won tickets. Let's see how many of these you can get right. All right, number two. Quote, the only thing to fear is fear himself.
And that was Mazzulla, right?
No.
Okay, thank you, Connor. Connor, we're sorry. I'm going to put you on hold. You're still a winner.
The only thing to fear is fear himself.
That, of course, would be Freddy Krueger from the hit Freddy vs. Jason.
So congrats to Connor. He has two tickets to see the Deftones at TD Garden on April 8th. He's our first winner, but we can have more than one winner
game,
Keith.
Up to five winners, so keep playing.
How about Hollis in Marlboro? Hello, Hollis.
Hollis. Are you there?
Hey.
Do you understand the rules?
Yep, we're here.
Okay.
Very good. I understand the rules.
All right, here we go. Quote, 40 years from now, none of you are invited to my funeral, and that's it. That's it.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Villain.
I'm sorry, Hollis. No Deftones tickets for you.
From now, none of you are invited to my funeral, and that's it. That's it.
That'd sounds like a serial killer.
Joe Mazzulla.
But it's, I'm sorry, a horror movie.
No, that is Celtics head coach and NBA champion, Joe Mazzulla. Who do we got next?
So you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Take his spot. How about Dave in New Hampshire? Hello, Dave.
Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you very much. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. Quote, amputate a man's leg and he can still feel it tickling. Who said it?
I'm going to go with movie villain.
Correct!
Amputate a man's leg and he can still feel it tickling.
That'd be the great Hannibal Lecter from The Silence of the Lambs. I say horror movie. I know a lot of people don't, but anyway.
Yeah, more of a thriller horror movie. Yeah, it's all right. The lines are blurred. It's okay. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next quote here for Dave. Quote, they don't have a weapon. They're not going to come after me. They're saying words, so they don't mean anything. They're just words.
Wasn't that more recently? I believe that was Joe Mazzulla.
Oh, yes, sir.
Wow.
But if they don't have a weapon, like, they're not going to, like, come after me. They're saying words.
Yeah.
So, like, they
wasn't
don't
that about
it.
A month ago?
It's words.
Yes. Yeah, it was about a month ago,
yeah,
Dave.
That was. Yeah.
You don't need to date these, but that's okay. Bonus points.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Dave's, like, inside the game here.
Yeah, seriously.
That's fine.
Are you?
Dave's,
what are you, a media member?
Dave's going for tie the record here for three in a row.
Yeah.
If you can get this one. Next quote. A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Well, that would be the great Hannibal Lecter.
Correct.
Wow,
very
Dave.
Good.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Not Joe Mazzulla.
That was Joe Mazzulla. Sorry, Joe.
That was Joe Mazzulla
before game five of the NBA Finals.
All right. Yes. Let's keep it going here, Dave. You've already won, but now you're just trying to pad your stats.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next quote. Quote, does it matter to you at all that the owners have placed their complete confidence and trust in me and that I have signed a letter of agreement, a contract, in which I have accepted that responsibility? Do you have the slightest idea what a moral and ethical principle is? Do you? Has it ever occurred to you what would happen to my future if I were to fail to live up to my responsibilities? Has it ever occurred to you? Has it?
How could that not be Joe Mazzulla?
Sorry, Dave.
I'll put you on hold. Billy's going to get your
Congrats,
info.
Congrats. Good run by Dave. That was.
Does it matter to you at all that the owners have placed their complete confidence and trust in me and that I have signed a letter of agreement, a contract, in which I have accepted that responsibility? Do you have the slightest idea what a moral and ethical principle is? Do you?
Do you?
Has it ever occurred to you what would happen to my future if I were to fail to live up to my responsibilities? Has it ever occurred to you? Has it?
That would be the terrifying Jack Torrance from The Shining.
There you go.
Got a really... giving her the business there.
So two more tickets.
All right, we have two more tickets.
To see the Deftones in April at TD Garden. All right, next up, we have a few more of these, right, Keith?
Yes, we have three more. We have three more.
Chris is in Narragansett. You're next up on Joe Mazzulla or a horror movie villain.
Hello, Chris.
I'm here.
All right, here we go. Quote, we're all going to be dead soon. It really doesn't matter anymore.
That's got to be Mazzulla.
Yeah!
We're going to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore.
That's an all-timer. That really has helped shape this game. What a quote. What an incredible quote. You can say that about anything.
Nice. All right. Chris, you've already won a pair of tickets. Why don't you keep playing?
All right, let's keep playing. All right, next quote. We all go a little mad sometimes. End quote.
Let's go with Mazzulla again.
Ooh, Chris, I'm sorry.
Good guess, but congrats on the tickets.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
That would be Norman Bates from the film Psycho.
There you go. It's
one of the great movies ever made.
A throwback and a remake.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All wrapped up in one.
No, Billy!
And then Billy Loomis.
Birkin, Psycho.
Yeah. Billy Loomis quoted it in Scream.
So Chris is also going to win a pair of tickets. Billy will get your info, Chris. Hang on. He'll get your info for the Deftones.
So we have one more pair of tickets, and we have one more quote.
Okay. Let's hear it. It is Tim in Salem. Hello,
Tim. All right, Tim. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay. This is the last quote that we have. Is it Joe Mazzulla or a horror movie villain? Quote, the floor tastes like blood. I wish it did.
Horror movie.
Oh, Tim, I'm sorry.
What did the court taste like?
Blood. Maybe I wish it did.
That's, of course, not a horror movie villain. That's the head coach of the Boston Celtics.
That's right.
Joe Mazzulla.
And NBA champion Joe Mazzulla. So I would say that went pretty well. How many total tickets did we end up giving away? How many pairs?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe we gave away three pairs. We had three winners today for the Deftones.
Yeah.
April 8th, TD Garden.
Right.
We got some time to plan out that show.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
What you're going to do that day.
Yeah, you got a lot of time to really plan this out.
I kind of love it.
But I believe it was three. Was it three or four winners?
Would you rather have tickets for something this weekend or in 6 months?
Oh, 6 months.
Same.
Yeah, I want time to plan that out.
Same. I can put it in my calendar. I got to get a calendar for 2025.
Yeah,
but
then
when I do, I'll mark it down.
Yeah.
I'd definitely go see Deftones.
For sure.
So I don't know how this works, but maybe we can give those other pair away at some other time.
Oh, we can back pocket those other tickets?
I don't know.
I mean, we have 6 months. I think we can probably figure something out.
You think between now and then we might have an opportunity?
Well, yeah, but we should talk about this, Keith.
Oh, we have another game.
Well,
we're full of games.
Okay,
we're
this is
like the
I was
Game Show Network over here.
So there's a lot of you waiting on hold that unfortunately we're not able to participate.
But thank you for trying.
Thank you for trying and dialing up. And, you know, if you have other thoughts and takes, you can hang out on the lines. We'll take your thoughts on whatever. But we are going to play a game next week, Keith, where we're trying to identify the biggest Jones and Keith fan.
And we know there's a lot of you out there. So
we're
this
hoping
is
there's
gonna,
at least one.
We need one person.
We need one person.
We need one person. Because this is going to be... Yeah, do we even want to say what that is?
Yeah,
well, maybe not.
Let's. I'm not sure we can say what the prize is. We got to double check on the prize, but it's a...
Also not a really good prize.
It's a tremendous prize.
Yep.
And it's going to be a lot of inside stuff from the show.
That's right. With Amon Rashad and Summer Sanders.
Inside stuff. It's all inside stuff references from the 90s.
Yeah. No, it's going to be Jones and Keith trivia.
Yeah, effectively.
So, Paul Shub, go back into the archives.
Yeah, so
listen
like,
to this podcast.
Yeah, but obvious stuff. Bits.
Yep.
Guests.
Sure.
Units of measure.
You bet.
Things like this. So,
Costumes.
What was that?
Who wore what?
Who wore what on Halloween is a good one. We should add that to our list that we're working on. But we will be doing that next week as we're chock full of games here on Jones and Keith. And the variety is really what I think is most impressive.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You know, just the sheer, just volume of games we have and our ability to kind of shift from one to another. Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer versus Joe Mazzulla or a horror movie villain is just the range on that.
I bet we'll probably,
special.
Based on this guy's press conferences, we can do it again in a month. We'll wait. We'll get
so
a few more quotes.
The amazing thing about
it
this Joe Mazzulla game.
It keeps on coming.
All those Joe Mazzulla quotes that we did in the Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer were from the offseason. Those were all like podcast appearances he did after they won the championship. We played that game, I think it was in September. And since then, we had like a whole flurry of more Joe Mazzulla quotes.
A ton.
We had enough for a whole other game.
Well, I also appreciate people texting us and tweeting us these different quotes, being like, this is going to be in the next one. Obviously be the next one. And so, yeah, we've had plenty. There are some on the cutting room floor. Before the show started, Nick's like, what about like these three? And I was like, we got enough. There's so many more for this guy. It's awesome.
Yeah, so we'll probably have more material. Meantime.
Yes.
I went through my batteries, Keith. Through my backup batteries.
We're in trouble.
I'm deflating again.
You can't plug that into an outlet? There's no power cord for that?
If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Or YouTube.
Or on YouTube.
Yep.
Just subscribe to WEEI there. Wiggy already eviscerated my Halloween costume.
Just
earlier.
Torched you.
He didn't like it.
No.
And you would think maybe that's why this thing is deflating, but no, I've gone through two full sets of batteries.
Just battery eaters, those things, huh?
Which, like, I guess.
Man.
The Bezos jokes are out of control. People were saying I because Wiggy wanted me to be someone specific.
Yeah.
A Bezos penis rocket. That is not what this was the intention. This was, or I believe that was radio. I believe that was Radio Chick. It was a while ago in the Twitch chat, but it was a good line. I think this was right off of Amazon. So I don't want to say I want my money back, Bezos, but
I would at least
need
a stern review.
I'm going to need to invest.
Would you at least write a review?
I'm going to invest, though, in a lot more batteries before I go marching around Monument Square tonight. I can tell you that.
There's something's off. That thing has not been inflated for very long at all.
I replaced
the
battery.
Last night? You tried it on last night?
I tried it on.
It made it about an hour.
Yeah, exactly. That was about an hour.
There's a lot more meat left on this
bone. Let me tell you.
Yeah, not bad. An hour?
What are you kidding?
What are you doing with the other 55 minutes?
What are you, combining my
time
lifetime?
To eat a meal, take a shower, have a movie.
An hour?
That is outrageous.
Please.